Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. I am your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And so we're still getting into just how absurd their attempted solutions are to their problems. The whole totalitarian EV Californian infrastructure. But I really like how you couldn't put it better. You know, these are absurd proposals by progressives to fix a problem caused by progressives. So a rate cap is what they're talking about now. And again, we were hearing about this for grocery stores by the new black Chicago mayor, you know, trying to look out for his people by having a price fixing for groceries. And, you know, these are people who are not aware of history, so you could not expect them to ever learn from history. And, of course, these aren't people who come up with any of these things on their own. Generally, we have a lot of talking heads out there. And again, on the international level, I mean, do I think South African leadership came up with this idea themselves of taking Israel to court? No. But they're saying, you know, the only solution would be to not cram electric vehicles down everyone's throat. Whereas clearly infrastructure is not even remotely anywhere close to being in place. It's not remotely in place whatsoever. The history of the rate hikes from their utilities, PG&E, January 23, PG&E raised rates by 8.9%. This was preceded by an 8% increase for electric prices, an 11% increase for gas prices in 2019, and an 8% increase in electricity prices in 2022. Overall, PG&E has increased its rates an average of 5.7 to 6 year-over-year for the past 11 years. In January 23, PG&E announced customers' bills could go up as much as 32%, in contrast to the 24% they initially expected. Above points are, they have the links to the article. PG&E has other issues like fires and maintenance, for that matter. Throw California's 100% EVs by 2035 goal into the mix, who will be able to afford to charge their car or turn on their air conditioner? And they're giving bullet points of things that won't happen, you know, simply will not happen. Companies will have to produce one or two electric trucks for every gas-powered one in 2027 to meet EPA goals. No chance. Companies will have to produce four electric trucks for every gas-powered one by 2032 to meet EPA goals. No chance. 100% EVs for California by 2035? No chance. 75% EVs even by 2035? Again, no chance. Factor in what happens if Trump wins the election. All such goals will be thrown out the window. If Trump wins, the next chance to force products down people's throats that they don't want will be 2028. And the EU expect a real shocker in the European Parliament elections in June. I will comment on that. Okay, oh yeah, no, it's the author there. And then it goes on into some, well, stats about the tires even. I mean, EVs burn through tires 20 to 50% faster, and 60% of rubber used in the tire industry is synthetic rubber produced from petroleum-derived hydrocarbons. Biden promotes climate change at the expense of more global poverty. There's another good article you can catch there that they have linked. This mad rush to deal with so-called climate change, even if everything they say were to be true, which it isn't, and their solutions were to work, which they won't, it still would create a nasty trade-off in theory as far as all their EV production and disposal, more global poverty when you look at the chain reactions. But no, they don't want any truth and nasty facts and figures. That data is so inconvenient. So it's just a little glimpse into how much it's obviously inept in every way for any in this entire century to be talking about electric vehicles for the masses. The only purpose here, again, is to make them and many other aspects of what we had formerly associated with middle class lifestyle unaffordable. You destroy that middle class. And this is just one aspect of it, the vehicles. But of course, the whole carbon footprint thing, I mean, it's so all-inclusive, you know? I mean, they can connect everything, to it. And then your social credit score to say, well, look, you know, I mean, so they can add it to the white genocide, the anti-white agenda, the social credit score and the carbon footprint. And really anything you do in life, they can connect and justify limiting, curtailing, throttling. So, are you glad we talked about the green wave today? We've had an invasion riot in El Paso. It's erupted after a migrant swarm. That's what they're calling it, a migrant swarm, which breached the U.S. southern border, leaving the National Guard helpless. There were a lot of shocking scenes caught on video in El Paso. This author says caught on tape. Anyhow, which technically is in Texas, but may as well be in Mexico. On Thursday afternoon, just today, okay, a massive swarm of angry illegal aliens stormed the key checkpoint to the U.S. southern border, breaking through the border wall and steamrolling National Guard troops. This is just today this happened, El Paso. For those still unconvinced that this nation is being invaded, the videos out there now of illegals storming the border today should convince you otherwise. The illegal immigrants are seen in these videos pulling the barrier open as four National Guardsmen try to keep them from crossing the border. Some of these were even posted on X. The illegal immigrants rushed through the gap opened, almost trampling the National Guard personnel, until coming up against a second, sturdier barrier in the one clip. And, you know, that was during the main action that we had. That's the moment when the Texas National Guard became overrun by migrants rioting to get across the border. They're in El Paso just today. And we have some people with their posts and everything. We were there and saw it all happen. Absolute chaos here. Reporting from the ground, we had a warning from one. A riot just broke out here in El Paso. Hundreds of migrants deciding they had enough of Texas National Guard, returning them to Mexico, and rushed the border wall there. And, you know, these are angry people with, like, violent, you know, a massive swarm of angry illegal aliens stormed the key checkpoint, you know. And so, what, had enough of Texas National Guard returning them to Mexico. You see, that's what I'm saying. These people have become conditioned with such a sense of entitlement. And of course, this is all from these Jewish NGOs, Jewish think tanks, Jewish elites. These plans and what funds and whispers all this into their ears, even if it's sometimes through the grapevine in the approach they take, which often it will be with these proxy army figureheads. Another post, the border has fallen. Breaking news, border breached in El Paso. Shame on Joe Biden. Shut it down. Shut it down. The classic oy vey meme there. You know, you can almost see what, Greenblatt or someone in your head, but I don't know. I always think of that one rabbi meme, shut it down. Okay, so yeah, we have Musk. Of course, Musk is commenting. Earlier this week, Elon Musk posted a quick 2-minute video detailing the end goals of the migrant invasion. End game, folks. White genocide. Elon Musk's going to tell you. He's from South Africa. End goals of the migrant invasion facilitated by the White House, non-governmental organizations, and media corporations. It's the Jews, folks. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say that. Okay. But no, yeah, Elon, you know, I love how he takes you right to the edge, almost gives you all of the key bits of information and always stops short. You know? You got to love that about him. He's a smooth operator. Elon Musk, he's a smooth criminal. President Biden's disastrous open border policies have endangered the lives of American troops and citizens. Just so Democrats can cheat in the next election. No. And flood mail-in ballots with votes from illegals. No, stop. I'm tired of this. Okay, no, it is an anti-white agenda. You know? Anyhow. But no other nation in the world, it goes on, not even Europe's socialists, are willing to tolerate an invasion of this magnitude that has flooded the U.S. with 10 million illegals under Biden, who reversed multiple border crossing policies initiated by Trump in his first days of office. Texas has been clashing with the Biden administration over the state's efforts to stop illegal immigration, with the United States Court of Appeal for the Fifth Circuit placing legislation that would allow state and local law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants on hold. Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has called up the state's National Guard to assist in erecting barriers to prevent illegal entry at places like Eagle Pass, which has been a hotspot for illegal crossings. And, well, here's a dovetailing article for you. We had some drone videos revealing massive New York City migrant tent city inner workings. I mean, we heard about this a little in the past, you know, and some of these places also, of course, like when San Francisco had their big China worship celebration. They, you know, pushed all the homeless to the side and hid them. But yeah, no, we've heard about a lot of ways New York City has been accommodating these people, running out of space in all of the hotels and schools, I guess, right? Now, I don't know if they were, it's not maybe where I was hearing about the schools, but New York City migrant tent city, which was kept under wraps by Democrats in the media for the larger part previously. Democrats in New York City and their allies in leftist corporate media, boy, they are keeping a massive migrant shelter hidden from the public, located at a previously operational airfield in southern Brooklyn. Hey, this comes as the metro area has been flooded with upwards of 175,000 illegals in just a few short years. Okay, I got to work on my Brooklyn accent on the air. That's okay. Hey, I don't need to let you know I'm from Brooklyn, huh? 175,000 illegals. Forget about it. According to a recent AFP news report, large white tents full of Central and South Americans, Africans, Chinese, and Russians, Chinese folks, military age, are packed like cattle in one of the runways at Floyd Bennett Field. It's hard to say how many migrants are in the tent city, but some figures put it at nearly 2,000. We're showing the location of it. Let's see, just like the southeast area from Brooklyn, a little peninsula. Anyhow, corporate media, of course, is largely ignoring this sprawling tent city of illegals. Only a handful of articles have been published about it over the last few months. Of course, I mean, these, are all controlled by mega corporations, heavily influenced by what this is calling the Washington's censorship industrial complex, because citizen journalists have revealed new footage of the migrant tent city. But, we have a lot of people posting the videos, and you can see how long these are in the videos on X. This is the new drone footage taken from the Floyd Bennett Field illegal migrant camp, Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York City. This is from Wall Street Apes at Wall Street Apes on X. It might be a good one to follow for you. If not for a citizen journalist, he's saying you'd have no idea how massive these illegal immigrants centers are. This is the great replacement, he says. A separate investigation by Facey shows another tent city in the metro area. It's Henry Facey, and he was on X with some videos. Why is Randall's Island Migrant Center being hid from the media? I quickly go over lots of what I personally saw in an overview of the Randall's Island Migrant Center. And another video, again, Henry Facey at Info Uncensored. Capital I, capital U. Elon Musk, our hero for the white comeback or something. I have to think of a snappy title for Elon as the Great White Hope, Posted a quick 2-minute video detailing the end goals of the migrant invasion facilitated by the White House, non-governmental organizations, and media corporations. And of course, I'm being drastically sarcastic to give Elon such a pseudo credential. We have people talking about how the climate crisis is a power grab over at American Greatness. And, allow a lot of these agendas, racial agendas, gender agendas, economic agendas. And, this was a piece actually just suggesting that even a positive attitude can be contagious. And there's a lot to be said in the metaphysical that you can individually and with collective consciousness contribute to willing your future reality into existence. Be wary what you wish for. All those who are permanently black-pilled or feel jaded, we've all been in these circles guilty of it at times, and I'm no exception, but Suppose you were actually influencing more than you realize. Just food for thought. This is interesting. Now, Warren, Elizabeth Warren, tells Powell to slash interest rates to save the green bubble. So this is kind of related to what I was mentioning earlier with Biden trying to, you know, lower some of these goals. California, likewise. And yeah, they're killing their green scam with their financial accelerated weaponization of the economy. Following 2 years of interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, and just one day before the central bank's meeting on Wednesday, yesterday, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Sheldon Whitehouse, both climate alarmist Democrats, wrote a letter to Fed Chair Jerome Powell calling for an immediate halt to the interest rate hiking cycle to avert further collapse of the renewable infrastructure space. The renewable infrastructure space, another fine euphemism for the green agenda scam and its industry investment. In the letter first obtained by Bloomberg, the senators warned that interest rate hikes have completely tanked major renewable infrastructure projects across the country. Well, maybe we should keep these interest rate hikes up a bit then, huh? If it's going to destroy the green agenda, maybe we could hold out a little longer, right? Until that's dead and buried. Then we can deal with the Federal Reserve the way we always knew they had to be, Andrew Jackson style. They said the tightening cycle had diminished the nation's ability to create green jobs and lower electricity costs that are critical to President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. You know, Inflation Reduction Act, that clean energy, dudes. And so, okay, here's some virtue signaling while making athletes at the Olympics suffer. Plans for the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics are to cancel air conditioning due to climate concerns. So we're talking about the athletes in their quarters and when they're sleeping, you know, between the days of the games and all that. The athletes competing at the Paris Summer Games will have plenty of condoms, but they will not have air conditioning. We designed these buildings so that they will be comfortable places to live in the summer. In 2024 and later on, and we don't need air conditioning in these buildings because we orient the facade so that they won't get too much sun during the summer, and the facades, the insulation is really efficient, said Jan Krzyzinski, who is directing the service of infrastructure for the games. The buildings housing the athletes will apparently have some sort of cooling system. However, according to Reuters, cooled water will be circulated in the floors to the rooms to generate coolness. Now that is possible. I mean, you know, some computer CPUs will have fluid running through them in tubes to cool it around the, you know, top and back, you know, this in a loop. The decision to forego traditional air conditioning is born out of the organizing committee's desire to make the 2024 Paris Games record-breaking in terms of reducing the event's carbon footprint. There, doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy? See, you knew there was a reason to stick around well into hour two. Okay, you can go now. But no, seriously, here's something weird. 16,000 individual lightning bolts strike the same path as the coming eclipse from Texas to New York, all within an hour. They're saying very suspect. March 17th, X posts with this person showing the mapping trajectory of the lightning strikes. Anyhow, this is actually bizarre as all. Yeah. And I am not just saying that. This is what the guy, Noah Bergman, or Berggren. Yeah, he sounds trustworthy. But no, this will be one of the most notable severe storm nights in March in recent memory. In the past hour, over 16,000 individual lightning bolts from western New York to northeast Texas, spanning over 1,200 plus miles. But I don't see that there's a lot of correlation they're suggesting with the solar eclipse upcoming on 4/8/24, April 8th. So anyhow, I don't know if there's something to make of that, and some of you are interested, you can run with it. And let's see, 22 U.S. states face economic contraction, job growth concentrated. Again, of course, by design. Economic cycles show historical patterns. Historical patterns, you know. It's always citing economic downturns of the past and, you know, a lot of factors that are undeniable. The more and more they converge. Now let's talk about economic cycles. This says, over the past 70 years, there have been 13 hiking cycles, each with its own set of outcomes. Here's where it gets interesting. Out of these cycles, 10 have resulted in hard landings, while only 3 have seen soft landings. The numbers speak volumes about the challenges and uncertainties inherent in navigating economic shifts. So, yeah, of course, we have government policies exacerbating these things. Inevitable shifts in consumer behavior as all of these factors alter. And, of course, broader economic forces at play, i.e. International list, usual suspect types. But, again, you know, a desire to collapse all at once, Europe and the U.S., in the same general time frame, while using the green agenda and the demographic replacement agenda, gender weaponization agenda, which is also an attack on our youth. So multi-pronged, a lot of these things, or else they wouldn't get included in the mix. You know, you have to have multiple benefits to be worth all the time and investment. Any one of these which converge in our engineered infrastructure here. I mentioned that EU border chief saying nothing can curb illegal migration. And again, both there and here, you know, they make everything in the world available where these people are dying to come here and have entitlement like you wouldn't believe. I mean, this violent encounter in El Paso, Texas. How far we've come, folks. And when are the Haitians going to do that to Florida? Tomorrow? We'll take some calls. Stick around. We'll die.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis, historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the Ides of Rare Coin Dealers and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey giving you the news and headlines. And we're going to jump to callers in a few moments here. Those who are in or wish to get in the queue. I have referenced this headline, though. It should at least give you a bit on it, this EU border chief. Europe's migrant crisis has been multiplying since 2015, when former German Chancellor Angela Merkel opened the gates to Syrian refugees. Everyone and anyone is now descending upon Europe, and with the backing of a centralized government in the form of the European Union, no agency can curb the unsustainable migration crisis, because the invasion is deliberate. Lionel Shriver, head of Frontex and the EU's Border and Coast Guard Coalition, has said that there is nothing that can be done to control migration. To put it bluntly, the Dutchman Hans Lichtens told an interviewer from Germany's Die Welt, nothing can stop people from crossing a border. No wall, no fence, no sea, no river. Sometimes it's pretended that you can just put a lid on top of the bottle and then the migration stops. But that's a misconception, he says. Frontex's budget increased from 143 million euros from 2015 when the crisis began to 543 million for 2021. The budget is expected to reach 10,000 euros by 2027. Now, what is the point of enforcing the border when the politicians are openly welcoming illegal migrants? The corrupt European Commission transformed Frontex into the European Border and Coast Guard Agency in 2015. At the same time, Merkel and others were urging refugees to head to Europe where they would receive a state-funded life. "Who am I to condemn migrants?" Hans, the man responsible for controlling migration, said. "This talk of stopping people and closing borders can't be our narrative all the time. My job is to strike a balance between effective border management and respect for fundamental rights. Basically, he must appease Brussels and has no authority to act in a way that goes against their narrative." Similar to the U.S., the people in charge refuse to recognize that there's a massive migration crisis happening. The house is burning, but they will not call the fire department because they refuse to see the flames. Europe's migration crisis started because of anti-establishment, an anti-establishment candidate who did not obey the globalist agenda secured the vote. All of the World Economic Forum, Build Back Better nations are aligning on a policy of open borders despite the social and economic consequences. Now, here's an interesting fact, disturbing, really. Pregnant American mothers are now dying at alarming rates, we're hearing. They're trying to suggest that this is, and it may. I mean, there's a video from Dr. Peter McCullough linked. And they're talking about the COVID mRNA shots. So, you know, who's to say? It's just so hard to link anything, obviously, with any, to be able to have evidence in any of these cases. And they know it, these companies. But according to a CDC report, the maternal mortality rate for 2021 was 32.9 deaths per 100,000 live births, compared with a rate of 23.8 in 2020 and 20.1 in 2019. That's a 38.2% increase compared to 2020 and a 63.7% increase from 2019, maternal mortality rate. And again, yeah, Peter McCullough video linked, and they're saying, why don't look at the COVID-19 mRNA injections? Maternal deaths have skyrocketed in America, and the CDC doesn't know what's causing it. So, again, something you might want to look more into. An economic nightmare has begun as over 200 cities sign universal basic income. So we're hearing about that on the city level more as a, you know, an added way for the progress far left extremist acceleration, you know, empowering their proxy armies better with this sort of thing. And the last one here, Israel to invade Rafah, no matter what U.S. says, according to one of their top officials just today. On Thursday, Israel issued its most defiant response yet to Washington pressure as it abandoned its plans for a ground invasion of Rafah over fears of another mass civilian casualty humanitarian disaster, given the high number of refugees packed into the southern Gaza city. A top Israeli official was quoted in Bloomberg saying the military is going to invade Rafah and defeat Hamas. Quote, even if the entire world turns on Israel, even, including the United States, unquote. Israeli Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer issued the words in a podcast interview. Quote, we are going to go in and finish the job, and anybody who doesn't understand that doesn't understand that the existential nerve of the Jews was touched, unquote, by the October 7 terror attack, he said. The existential nerve of the Jews was touched, huh? Dermer pointed out the reality remains that the White House still has yet the definitively, they meant to definitively rule out any military operation in Rafah. Biden administration statements have demanded that civilians be safely evacuated first, but have been ambiguous on the question of a ground operation. Dermer explained of what Biden officials have communicated thus far. They said, without a credible way of moving a mass of people out of Rafah and surging humanitarian assistance to them, they don't see how this can be done effectively. But he continued, and we are saying we agree with you that we have to move the people out. We agree we have to get humanitarian assistance to them, and we believe we can do it. Okay. Well, so that was all from Dermer. He emphasized Israel will do what it takes to protect itself, even if it brings This brings significant harm to U.S.-Israel relations. Quote, could you have a breach over Rafah? He questioned. You could. We hope we don't. And so the plan is essentially to put anti-Hamas Palestinians in charge of the Strip. As far as Israel's latest so-called plan, distributing aid, but this would ensue a civil war type scenario, they're saying, in which the newly installed officials would immediately be targeted by Hamas insurgents. While Israel might benefit from such a divide and rule plan, it's highly unlikely there will be any Palestinians willing to pay such a role to a new authority over the Strip. To put anti-Hamas Palestinians in charge of the Strip, that is. PM Netanyahu has green-lighted a Rafah operation, but officials have said it will take time to both put in place and execute. And the actual excerpt we have from the other source, Wall Street Journal, Israeli security officials are quietly developing a plan to distribute aid in the Gaza Strip that could eventually create a Palestinian-led governing authority there, Israeli and Arab officials said, causing a fierce backlash from Hamas and creating divisions in Israel's war cabinet. A top Israeli defense official has held talks with Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan to build regional support for an emerging effort to enlist Palestinian leaders and businessmen who have no links to Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, and distributing aid, some of the officials said. So, okay, let's finally get these callers who are with us, folks. We have Tony in Chicago in the queue. Hey, Tony, you still with us? So what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, man, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Yeah, it's totally, everything's falling apart. I mean, have you figured that out yet?
Absolutely, yeah, but keeping up with that every week here. And yeah, no, I'm glad to hear from you. It's a better hour for you to call me, though. So yeah, what are your updates for, I don't know, you still kind of commute back and forth, right?
I mean, well, no, I was in Tampa 3.5 months ago, right around you, just for a few hours looking at some manufactured homes. And I'm coming down there next week because I got to get some property because everything is just, I really think that everything is just going to cave, and I got to get some of these, you know, Federal Reserve notes into some land real bad, you know, and get rid of this up here. But I just really, I think at this point, our only hope is a mass uprising in Europe. I mean, people have heard me say that before, and there's been a little lull, but if you do, I'm sure you were paying attention to all those farmer protests that were coming down, you know, and it was pan-European. So, I mean, as far as this country goes, we're screwed. I mean, you know, white people don't even have the balls to go out with a sign, let alone pick up a gun and start shooting. I mean, these Jews are just eating us for lunch. And what is going to happen that's going to stop this? I mean, we're right at the end, man. I mean, there's Africans in Chicago now hanging out at Home Depot for day labor. They're flying them in from New York City. Okay. There's a permanent.
Which Home Depots? Like the biggest one, like one of the biggest in the whole country is that North Avenue Ashland or whatever one, you know?
No, it's on 87. It's on the south side. It's on 87th and the Dan Ryan Expressway. And I'm not too far from that. And there was a 9/11 call. It was all over the internet where there was a hundred mobs out there were beating the crap out of the security. They had to call the cops. Everybody thought it was all fake, you know? And finally I drove over there. And because I was by downtown at a bank, and then I came in, and I just by mistake, I always go that way. And I looked, I mean, my eyes bugged out, man. There was like 40 Venezuelans, you know, and Africans. More than half were Africans. I mean, just black coal, man. And they're hanging out. I'm like, who the heck? I said, This is where this happened. It was true because everybody's saying that the 9/11 call was AI. And, you know, this was just, you know, more salt in the wound. I mean, in December, they flooded in 3,000 of them up here. I didn't get out to the intake center downtown with a protest sign until early February. I know I'm bragging. I'm the only one that had a ball to go down there. And it was empty. They stopped bringing them in, but it was just a head trip being out there, man. They got all the buses. Pritzker built this thing down there. You know, just, I went out with this huge sign. What did it say? Oh, we don't need more welfare mothers. Pregnant women and gangbangers, 8x4 feet, man. I sat out there for an hour. It was empty. I mean, it was right in front of the place, man. And these idiots don't even look at you, man. And then I had some blacks laughing. And then this broad that I met on the south side when I was, I haven't talked to you in a long time. I was going out in front, down the street from these police stations around here that they had them, you know, in front of the place, living in tents for 9 months, and no one saying anything. I mean, I didn't go right across the street from them. I went down the street, and I ran into this chick. These people are so afraid to go, oh, no, I was going to protest you. My husband said, this guy's nuts. He's going to get the crap kicked out of him, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it got so bad up here, I just couldn't take it. Because, I mean, I'm in exit mode, but I've been in exit mode for 2 years up here, and it has to come to a head because, I mean, I really think everything is going to collapse. I mean, I'm in gold and silver big time. I could just see everything going down, man. The banks, the dollars. That's why I'm rushing down there. I'm buying some land next week. I'm just in a plunge.
I heard in recent months what this new black Chicago mayor, I forget his name, he wanted to do price fixing on the grocery stores.
None of that crap happened. But, you know, all this stuff, they had a transfer case, million. You have to, I mean, the whole country's going communist. I mean, if you look at this scum in Congress, I mean, I have so many senators. They're doing speeches today against Schumer because he spoke out against Netanyahu and Israel. I mean, the whole government, dude. The whole government, you just forget it. It's unfixable, man. I mean, they're not going to let Trump in. They're bankrupting the guy, and he's a traitor, too. I mean, you know, where are all the Jews to give him the $450 million that he's been, you know?
Well, this article tonight thinks that, you know, the green agenda and the EVs and that'll at least get pushed back with Trump, that at least that's the one thing that he'll do again is to you know, kick that to the curb for 4 more years.
They're not going to let him in, man. They're going to put him in jail before there's even an election. I mean, the whole thing is crumbling, man. And I'm going to tell you something. The people are going to flip. Hey, I'm going to lose a lot of money. Anyway, I see this coming, man. I mean, I just see it all coming. They're getting away with it. You don't oppose these people. They're going to take everything, okay? They're running into a roadblock in Europe with, you know, eating the bugs agenda and taking the farms. Those farmers have had that land for hundreds of years in their families. They know it's the Jews. There's not even that many Jews left in Europe, man. They need a civil war. That means violence. Go in and take these governments out by force. There's nothing stopping them. They don't have any ammo. The cops will blow on their side. But in this country, forget it, man. You can't even get a white person to go out with a stupid protest sign against this crap, man. Well, in Texas, is that it? Yeah, remember, look, the Army of God, remember that? A couple months ago, they went down to Eagle Pass, all the Jesus freaks. They didn't even have the guts to go down to the damn fence with a sign. They're afraid of the Mexicans, even though they did, you know, they did a good thing because you remember when he took the park over. Yeah, the Texas governor took the park over there. You know, I haven't talked to you in a year, but like I said, it's all coming together. I mean, we are going into a straight collapse. I just see it, man. There's no resistance to this. There's no resistance, dude. Where's the resistance? Nothing. All right. Anyway, I'll be driving past you in a week, but, like I said, yeah. I was down there 3.5 months ago. Yeah, now the Haitian thing. I'd still rather be down there. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with that? I mean, that has never stopped. Okay, I'll tell you, I haven't been thinking about Haitians for decades because I was in South Florida, I used to protest them against them all the time. You know, okay, they stopped. The last year or so, they've been coming in. They've been coming in. West Palm Beach, they've been coming in. There's been boats coming in, man. Not a lot, but they've been coming in. So I don't know. There could be a flood. I've been watching YouTube videos on Haiti, what's going on down there. You got five violent communist drug gangs that control that country. Now, they're armed to the teeth. The Haitian government only has a little bit of Port-au-Prince. I don't know what they control in the rest of the country, but, you know, literally. So what are we going to, you know, who's going to stop the boats from coming in? The Jews that are running this country? I mean, people don't even realize. Joe Biden, probably not even alive. This guy, who knows who he is? We've got a cabinet full of communist Jews. They're going for the jugular on us. And, you know, the federal, forget about the federal government. That would be our only survival if enough states got together and literally threw the federal government out. And that could be done. That could be done. But I just don't see it. So, all right, I'll let the next caller. But, I mean.
Well, try to call a little more often again. Give us some updates on your status there. Appreciate it.
Maybe I'll call you when I'm down there next. I'm coming. I'll be down there in 2 weeks. I'll be driving right through you.
Yeah, please do.
Before Meyer. Okay, bye-bye.
Sounds great. All right. Good to hear from you. And let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe.
Hello, Richard. Hey, listen, for a minute there, I thought this was like the Chicago hour. I almost expected you guys to start talking about the Bears and the Bulls.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them in quite a while.
Yeah, we like that. It's good to hear. I have to stay in touch with the New York people myself because it's the same situation in New York. We have a mental midget black mayor who's destroying it. He wouldn't even be able to do anything, even if he knew what he was doing. But it's just like Chicago. What I want to talk about was you mentioned Rafa. Okay, that's a good story and everything. I'm sincere when I say I am praying for the Palestinian people. I think we should pray for them. Because what I think is going to happen now, these satanic Jews are going to commit a massacre in Rafah. I mean, they're telegraphing the punch. Now, the thing I want to say about is this whole thing with Schumer and the it's like a kabuki theater going on here. Okay, so I call him the Grand Rebbe. Chuckie Schumer. He's a Grand Rebbe of the United States, right? Rabbi Schumer, he rules the United States, you know, with the other Jews. And a week ago, he makes a speech criticizing that. Oh, my God, criticizing Netanyahu. Well, what did he actually say? He actually said, well, after the war, maybe Israel could have a different president. Now, this is what passes for criticism of Jews and criticism of Israel in America today? First of all, it's a complete fraud. Schumer is playing cover for the walking cadaver in the White House because Biden finally figured out, oh, they realize I'm such a Shabbos Goy puppet. Now he's losing votes among Democrats, right? As if it wasn't bad enough. Everybody else hates him. His own party hates him now because he's supporting genocide. So, you know, that's Schumer getting out there saying, oh, Israel, you know, as if we really think that he's anti-Netanyahu. I don't think so, right? They go to the same synagogue, right? Different pew, but they're in the same synagogue. And so now Biden can say, oh, well, I support Senator Schumer, right? He's such a coward. Now he can say, you know, he's covering for Biden, in my opinion. But more importantly, I really think what's disgusting to me today, so I mentioned this earlier on Dr. Fetzer's show, but real quick, the Republican Party, right, the traditional, what were the initials, the GOP, we need to change it to the SGP, the Shabbos Goy Party, because Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, right, announces today that he is going to invite BB the Butcher, Nazi Yahoo, to speak before the U.S. Congress. What a disgusting outrage. I'm totally outraged. I have nothing to do with this party anymore. I was involved with it one time. This is so disgusting. And then I saw a speech on the Senate by Senator Cornyn, who I guess is going to be the next, you know, Mitch McConnell. And he makes this outrageously ridiculous speech where he says, well, criticizing Israel for attacking Hamas, it's like blaming the victim. You've got to be kidding me. The victim? Israel the victim? I don't know. I'm just like fed up to hear with the Shabbos Goy people. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the most that they could hope for, you would think, is convincing people that there's been you know, there have been good and bad on both sides. You know, as far as those who support Israel and the Zio lobby, the same like what Trump said about Charlottesville, right? But yeah, for to expect, you know, most of their base even to buy that they're the victims 100% at this far in the game with all the social media out there, even the TikTok. I mean, you were the one, right, who was going into that, giving us the confirmations you sourced on, you know, the reason behind the attack on TikTok.
I don't know. Was that? I don't think that.
Oh,
was
no, maybe name. No. I'm confusing you with Charlie. Actually, I think I heard. Yeah, yeah. I think I heard Charlie calling to John Moore. And yeah, I don't know. I never hear Charlie call me anymore. You know, he was the one I think saying that. Never mind. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I certainly think that's a fraud too. That's a distraction. I mean, I'm with Dr. Slattery. I'd rather be ruled by China than by Jews, right? So TikTok is a big threat. Give me a break. Meanwhile, they totally silenced anyone who dares tell the truth about what's going on in the world. People like Nick Fuentes, the most banned person in the history of media, right? What's a big threat from Nick Fuentes? And they're saying, oh, no, don't pay attention to that. The real threat is some dancers, some gay dancers on TikTok, because China allegedly is, I don't know, doing what? How are they infiltrating America by promoting? I mean, okay, I understand it's a cultural sewer over there at TikTok, but that's not the real threat. China, why would China be threatening us? It's stupid. But I just want to finish that thing about this whole Jewish fraud, okay? So we've got this country, the United States of America, right? And Mike Johnson, this speaker, he's going to invite this mass murdering psychopath? I mean, we need to, I don't know, am I hoping too much that somebody in Republican or somebody somewhere would protest when if this guy comes over here now, Netanyahu? I mean, is it only going to be these lefty Democrats? What happened to Republicans? What about the conscience of Republicans where they're watching 35,000 people be slaughtered by satanic Jewish psychopaths?
You know, the guy is a classic gangster, a BB. You know, who's going to dare take the first step, right?
Hey, Richard, next time I call, I'm going to tell you how I really feel.
Please do, Joe. Hey, have a great night. Yeah, I always like your calls. And yeah, I'm sorry for the gentleman who dropped. You know, sorry I didn't get to you sooner, but I like your calls too, so please call back. Folks, please support republicbroadcasting.org. Go to that donate page and help out so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.